Let's have some fun. You know, one of the greatest privilege a human being can have is to be able to be used to God to help humanity. When I was in school, those of us who went through the medical school had to swear. Back then, I don't know if they do it today, but we had to make a promise that we would use all the knowledge that we got to the good of mankind. This is how it used to be. Is that the same way in Ukraine? This is how it used to be. I'm not a physician. My major is theology. But my minor is psychology. I didn't have to do that. I have to do another oath that I would do all possible within my strength to help humanity with the knowledge that I had acquired. Standing behind that desk, many weeks there are an array of phone calls. And we hear so many absurd things coming out of the lips of Christians. And I know that we all have that, you know, weak moment in our lives. One of the things that we have heard lately, is it is too late. I have heard this sentence lately more than ever in my entire life as a preacher. Our society is so time conscious, time consumed, that we allow time to limit us and therefore limit God. Our society is so nuts about time that we allow time to define what we are capable of achieving and what God can do in our lives. Sadly enough, it is now ingrained in us to think it's too late to change. Especially when you try an endeavor and it didn't go as good as you thought it should go. It's too late to start a new career. It's too late to save my marriage. It's too late to recover from a mistake, a major mistake. Some people even say it's too late to start over again. Others will tell me, preacher, it's too late to be forgiven. Or it's too late to have a second chance. But you know what? The truth is, it's never too late to God. Amen. Whatever society is telling us, it might not be exactly what God is thinking. When you think that it's too late for whatever has to be done, your hope is gone. But when we realize it's not too late, then we have hope. Then we will take action. Then we will move forward. Maybe think, what are you trying to say? I believe that the enemy wants to cause you and I to think that it's too late for many things in our life so he can steal away our hope, so that he can paralyze us and we would take no action, so that he can cause us to freeze in time and we won't be able to move forward. And in many instances, church people will even think that it's useless to do the right thing because I've blown it already. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not too late until you're dead. It is not too late until God says so. It is not too late while you still have a breath left on you. God's people are not defined or limited to time. Maybe think, well, preacher, how can I change this? Number one, as we have a lot of people decide, as a lot of people has already decided out there that it's too late, if you are among them, the first step you need to do is undecide. You got that? Undecide. It's too late for things to change. Our little Jewish community had a little say, where there is life, there is hope. So if you have come to that point, you try a business, it didn't work. You try the love life, it didn't work. You try raising kids, it didn't work. You're about to throw up the towel. You have already decided it's too late. I'm urging you tonight, undecide. That is too late. Well, preacher, I've got so many blown in my life. I've been through so much difficulty, so much trouble. I don't think it's any hope left. It's too late. No, it is not. Listen to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I want you to read it with me. Let's read it. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape. So it is not too late. Whatever is going on right now, yes, that may have caused you to think it's too late. No, it is not. Whatever is coming upon your life right now is not beyond what you can handle. Are you with me here? Yes. But preacher, you don't understand. It's rough. Guess what? When it seems like all hope is gone, God is going to show escape. Yes. There is always hope. Always hope. You know, I used to say, I will die fighting. But you're not going to get me to quit. Because it's never too late. There is always hope. Now listen to this on the Backslider translation. It's a little crazy, I know. But listen to this. Backslider translation, brother, please. No test or temptation. I like this one here because it makes it clear. When you read the original Greek, what is used for temptation is also used for testing. Like when you're going through, you're going to try to qualify for a job and you have to go through a test. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the curse of what others have to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. Tell your neighbor, God will never let you down. Is it tough out there? Is it tough in your life? Yes. All you need to do, remember, your God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. You know, if that piece of junk, good for nothing, useless, punk, low life called devil, would push the envelope, God put a limit on him. You can't pass here. So he'll be barking and barking and barking, but you can't cross that line because our God will not allow us to be pushed past our limit. And this is the best. He will always be there to help you come through it. I want you to look to somebody and say, you will get through it with the help of God. With the help of God. Are you with me here? So don't quit. Don't quit ever. Don't quit, because it's never too late. First step, undecide in your head that it's too late for things to change, because your God has the power to change anything, as we're going to see it right now. Number two, meditate on the fact that God created time. Are you with me here? Yes. We're not the ones who created time. God did. And because he created time, guess what? He can multiply it to you. Amen. God is so nuts about his people that when somebody decides to go out in faith, God will cause crazy stuff to happen. Amen. He will even mess up with the galaxies and the universe, just to give you some more time. Don't limit yourself to time, because God made time and God can multiply the time for you. You want to see this? Let's go to Joshua chapter 10, start in verse 12. Then Joshua, glory to God, spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Ammonites before the children of Israel. Let me stop right here. This is war. This is not a picnic. The Israelites are fighting the Ammonites. They are coming to possess the promised land. And the Ammonites decide to put up a fight. No, you're not going to go through. God say, wipe them out. Now, we are talking about war. Josh said, okay, let's do it. Josh spoke to the Lord, and he said in the sight of Israel, this is a man talking, son, stand still over Gibeon. Dude, you're talking to the sun. Yes! The sun and the moon were used to count time. The Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar. Are you with me so far? And he goes on and says, and moon, you stop on the valley of Ajalon. Here's a man speaking to the sun and to the moon. Are you with me? Now listen to verse 13. So, the sun and the moon until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemy. God is the creator of time. God made time. And God will multiply your time so you can get your victory. Therefore, don't give up. It's never too late on God's watch. Is this event not recorded in the book of Joshua? The sun stayed in the middle of the sky and did not set as on a normal day. Are we together so far? So what you're saying, preacher? God caused that sun and that moon to stop for over 12 hours at the word of a man. So what you're trying to say? Meditate on the fact that God created time. And God can multiply time for you. Are you with me? Why would a God multiply time to you? So that you can get the job done. Don't give up.
Amen.
Unthink. Huh? Undecide. The thought that it is too late. Well, preacher, you know. No, I don't know. I know that here a man asked the moon and the sun to stop, and it did. Joshua had control over time for God's purpose. I'm going to challenge you tonight. Start thinking this way. You're not controlled by time. You are controlled by God's grace. Huh? Yes. You are controlled by God's grace. And you control it. I don't understand. Number three, in order to get this thing out of your system, think about the great cloud of witness around us that can benefit from your positive thinking. It's never too late. It is never too late. Let me give you a few examples. Normally speaking, naturally speaking, women start giving birth around 45. We may have some exceptions, somewhere between 45 and 50, right? But the risk to have defective children are very high. Now, a woman can give birth all the way to 60. We had one on the internet recently, she was 59. But the child was born with a defect. Unless you're doing artificial insemination, which will give you a truckload of kids, and some of them may be born with a slightly factory defect, because it's not God made, it's man made. The average person that wishes to have healthy kids will not go beyond 45. They can try, but this is usually the measure. What is this? Time. You with me here? When we start thinking about the way that God thinks about us, and that time does not control us, it's grace who controls us. We can learn from the people of the Bible that it wasn't too late for Abraham to father a child when he was 99 years old. Listen to Genesis 21:5. Watch this. And I want you to pay attention so you can get what we're trying to say. Now, Abraham was
100 years old.
When this defies logic, doesn't it? But God is not limited to time.
Amen.
It was not late for Sarah, according to Genesis 17:17, to give birth. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is
90 years old,
bear a child?" How many people do you know that is 90 years old is giving birth right now? God is not limited by time, nor should we. It is never too late. Are you with me so far? It was never too late for Peter. After he denied the Lord three times, that you can find in Matthew 26, verse 34. Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Now verse 35, Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Now listen to verse 75 in the same chapter. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus who said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you deny me three times." So he went out and wept bitterly. This is the guy who said he will die for Jesus, and he ended up denying Jesus three times. Watch this. When you go to the book of John, chapter 21, starting on verse 3. After denying the master three times, say, "You know what, guys? I'm going fishing." They say to him, "We're going with you also." And they went out immediately, got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Verse 4. But when the morning had come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." Verse 6. And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." Watch this. When you are on the Sea of Galilee, you don't throw your net during the day on the right side of the boat, because the sun is hit right against the boat. And the fish will notice the net and run away. If you're going to throw your net, it's always on the left side. We were now in Israel, and they explained that to us. But the master came and upset the normal logic. Throw your nets on the right side of the boat. These are professional fishermen. All right. So they cast. And now they were not able to draw it because of the multitude of fish. So what are you trying to say? It is never too late to be blessed by God, because God knows exactly where the blessings are. Look to verse 7. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord!" Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put out his garment, for he had removed it, he was naked, and he plunged into the sea. In Peter's mind, he was still held back by time. If you continue to read, 8 verses down the road, the Lord's going to call, "Peter?" "Yes, sir." "Do you love me?" "Yes, sir." "I want you to feed my sheep." All right. In Peter's mind, how can he even invite me to do this after I denied him three times? You know, it is never too late. God wanted him to take care of his sheep. He messed up. It wasn't too late, because he got a second chance. So Jesus turned to him and, "Simon Peter?" "Yes, master." "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know everything." "Feed my lamb."
Yes.
So Jesus talked a little bit more to him the third time. Simon Peter,
sir,
do you love me? And the Bible said that Peter was sad and grieved because he had betrayed the master. So he goes on and say, Lord, you know everything. Feed my lambs or feed my sheep. So what is the deal? Why did the Lord have to ask him three times? Because he had denied him three times. So he had to undo what he had done before, and it was not too late for him to take over the sheep and the lamb of God. Amen. Folks, it's never too late. Amen. Never, never, never. God is not limited for time. Number four, dwell on God's mercy and grace, not on time. And I'm going to give a definition right now that I want you to keep it in your head. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 23, we read the following. The mercies of God are new and the mercies of God are new every morning. I want you to stay with me here. God's mercies are new every morning. Amen. Why? Because we need it. Then when we go to Hebrews 4:16, it tells us that we should come boldly to the throne of mercy, right? To the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now listen to this. Mercy is when God doesn't give us the judgment we deserve. Does anybody listen to me here? Mercy is when God does not give us the judgment we deserve. Grace, on the other hand, is when God gives us the goodness that we didn't deserve. Are you with me here? The Bible says that we should go boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because at the throne of grace, we'll find first mercy, which is the fact that God will not give us the judgment, the punishment that we deserve. That can be achieved by being by the throne. And while we are there, receiving that dose of mercy, not being judged according to what we deserve, God threw in some grace by giving us things that we do not deserve to have. Therefore, it is never too late. Are you with me? Stop making excuses for why you think it's too late is the number five. Sometimes when we are controlled by that mentality that it's too late, we start making excuses before God. Stop making excuses, because excuses can draw God's anger. What? Yes. Listen to Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. Exodus 4:10. Let's read it together. Then Moses said to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. You know how this is called? Excuse. This is called excuse. If God told you to do it, God knows your limitation. But sometimes we are so controlled by that thought, it's too late, that we start presenting excuses before God. Moses come to God, you know what, my Lord? I am not eloquent like the preacher is. God, look, I know that. And? Well, you know, I wasn't before you spoke to me, neither after you spoke to me. I'm kind of slow of speech and slow of tongue. I don't talk too much. I'd rather come to a church and sit down and listen to everybody. Listen to next verse, 11. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? The dude still didn't get it. Watch this. Verse 12. Now therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. My Lord, do you need anything else? But when you are controlled by that mentality that it's too late, if God is telling you, dude, to go, that he's going to put words on your lips, get off of your little butt and go. And do what you've been told to do. Listen to verse 13. But he said, oh my Lord, please, send by the hand of whomever else you may send. I tell you, if I was God, I would smack him in his face. Get up. Keep going. Or get going. But you know what? God wasn't very happy with that answer. Listen to verse 14. So, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses and said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. Now get this. Why would God say this on the scripture? Because God knew that Moses was making an excuse and wanted him to send Aaron instead of him. Many of us will give God 1,000 excuses because we have been messed up. Oh, it's too late. I don't think I can make it. I don't think it's going to work. I know that he can speak well. And look, he's also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, you'll be glad in his heart. Verse 15. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth. You still got to go, dude. You can't get away from it. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. And I will teach you what you shall do. Can you believe on that? And I'm glad that I'm not God. Verse 16. So he shall be your spokesman to the people. And he himself shall be as a mouth for you. And get this. And you shall be to him as God. This is God placing a man as God in the life of another man. Stop making excuses. Oh, I can't speak. You know, I'm the type of guy that comes to church and sit down and don't talk much. Baloney. If God told you to go, you better get off your butt and start going before God's angers get kindled. This is how we're going to turn around that mentality that it's too late. Finally, number 6. Ask God for more time. Or ask God for a second chance. Did you know that God is a God of second chances? You don't have to settle for the thought that it is too late. If you blew it on the first time, and the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, ask God for more time. Ask God for a second chance. How many of you could tell me about one Bible scripture that speaks about second chance? Specifically. All right. Let's go to 2 Kings, chapter 20. Start on verse 5. God told Isaiah, I want you to go to Jerusalem, tell this dude, Hezekiah, get your house in order because you're going to die. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Prophet walked through your doors. Hey, dude, get your house ready because you're going to go. Go where? You're going to die. What? You're not serious, right? I'm dead serious. The Lord said, get your house in order. Hezekiah went in desperation mode and he wept before God. He told God, so is that the payment that I get for being faithful? I mean, all my ancestors, the other kings before me, messed up big time. I broke down the altars from Baal. I brought the people back to you. There's a mini revival going on. And you tell me it's my time to die. You see the word time? It's my time to die. Because God makes time, God has the power to change time, to add time, to give a second chance. So as he's crying like a baby, the Lord said, Isaiah, sir, turn around. Go back. Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father. What did he say? So what you're saying, preacher? It is never too late.
Hallelujah.
Stop thinking that it's too late. Ask God for a second chance. Ask God for more time, for a second chance. How am I doing that? Go and pray to the God that you serve. Weep before his presence. God said, all right. I'm going to heal you. 3 days from now, you're going to be able to go back to the temple. Listen to verse 6. And I will add to your days
15 years.
I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake, not yours. And for the sake of my servant David. So what you're saying, preacher? What I'm trying to say here, stop saying it, you know, it's too late. Stop saying that. It's never too late. God has the power to add time to our lives. God has the power to give us a break. And he will do it, not because of us. He's going to do it because of his own sake.
Amen.
He delights himself in taking care of his kids. If God did it for Hezekiah, he can do it for you too.
Amen.
Are you with me? If he did it for Hezekiah, he can do it for you too. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, remind us that even on those times of faithlessness, God will still give us a second chance. If we are
faithless.
If we are
faithless,
he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
Amen.
Stop saying it is too late, because it is not too late. You serve a God of second chances.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother, can you put up there Jeremiah 29:14? on the Message Bible, 29:14. I want you to repeat a statement with me, will you?
Yes.
Jeremiah 29:14. Glory to God. That's good. 29:14. It is not too late.
Amen.
God will make sure
Amen.
That when you come to Him and you decide to go with God's timing table, you won't be disappointed. No matter how much time may have elapsed, God has promised you and I that He will turn things around to us. Read it with me. I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. It's God's decree. I will turn things around from you. I will bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. God's decree. Bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. So say after me, I believe it's not too late for things to improve in my life and radically turn around. It is a promise of God that it will turn around. I'm not controlled by time. I'm controlled by God's grace. And that's sufficient for me. Repeat after me. It wasn't too late for Abraham. It wasn't too late for Sarah. Peter. Therefore, it's not too late for me either. Say after me. I stop making excuses.
I stop making excuses.
And I choose to believe in His faithfulness.
And I choose to believe in His faithfulness.
Because He will always give me, mercy and grace.
Mercy and grace.
In times of trouble. Finally, say with me. God is no respecter of persons.
God is no respecter of persons.
If He multiplied time back for Joshua and Hezekiah, He will do the same for me. It's not too late for me to recover from tragedies. Mistakes and other things in my life.
It's not too late
to turn around,
to
take better care of myself,
to forgive.
It's not too late
to
surrender my life to God
and to change the way I see myself.
It is not too late
to
have a new beginning.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you.